WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The race for control of the Wisconsin Assembly just got a little harder for Republicans. Representative Dean Coffert says he's stepping aside, leaving behind a swing seat that could be one of the most competitive in November. Coffert spent decades serving in the Neenah-Menasha area. A tax break meant to bring data centers to Wisconsin could cost the state more than $2 billion in lost revenue, according to a Wisconsin Watch report. Analysts say about $1.5 billion would be lost during the construction, with another $369 million each year once the centers are up and running. Supporters argue the projects bring jobs and long-term economic benefits, while critics say lawmakers should revisit the deal and ask for more in return. Some are calling for a special session to look at issues like environmental protections. A federal lawsuit says Dane County deputies used excessive force during a protest at Ridgeland Farms. That's where about 1,000 people gathered to push for the rescue of beagles. Two protesters claim officers crossed the line during the April 18th demonstration, and the lawsuit also accuses the facility of animal abuse. The sheriff's office says arrests were made for trespassing and other crimes. Ridgeland Farms calls the protest a coordinated violent assault. Cleaner highways across Wisconsin are the result of record numbers of volunteers joining the Adopt the Highway program. The DOT says nearly 18,000 people are now helping pick up trash along state roads, with more than 170 tons collected last year. With crews already out working, officials are reminding drivers to slow down, stay alert, and move over when possible. They say that extra caution can help keep volunteers safe. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers take on the Arizona Diamondbacks at American Family Field. The D-backs coming off a 12-7 win over San Diego on Sunday. The Brewers expected to start right-hander Chad Patrick. NFL, the Packers surprised everyone when they traded up to draft a kicker, Trey Smack, out of Florida. Has he kicked in cold weather like Green Bay?
You know, I talked to, you know, the Packers, and I grew up in Maryland, so it's not new to me, or, you know, it's always done it. You know, it's kind of how I started out kicking, is kicking in cold weather.
College basketball forward Nolan Winter on his decision to return to Wisconsin for his senior year.
I love it here. I've been happy here every year. The teammates I've met, the people I've met, and you know what, the portal, the people that the coaches continue to bring into the locker room, they make it easy for me and all the returners to get to know them and get along, and it's been a blast.
That's the Badgers' Nolan Winter with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 58 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop into the upper 30s to near 40 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, pretty nice day, mostly sunny with a high once again in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.